The Santa Hunt. When I was about 4 years old, I started in on the old family tradition of trying to catch Santa. My family had been trying to trap Santa for almost 60 years, and I would be the 14th child to join the hunt. My Uncle John remembers when it all started. It was on Christmas Eve in 1952 in East Jordan, Michigan. Everyone was in the living room hanging stockings, with the expectation that Santa would come sometime during the night and fill them with presents. That's when my granny and grandpa told the kids about a new thing that they would do. They would try to trap Santa. They all gathered around to see the trap. It was red and green, and when it was open, it formed a circle with teeth on the sides. It snapped shut when something hit the center. Everyone worked to set it up by the tree so that when Santa set out the presents, he might accidentally step into it and set off the trap. Then they would catch him. John was about 6 years old at the time. He was excited by the idea and very, very eager to set the trap. He truly believed in Santa Claus and thought they might actually catch him. His older sister Penny might have had her doubts, but his younger brother and sister were excited too. Everything was done. They had put out cookies and milk, the tree was finished, and of course, the trap was ready. The night passed with dreams of the presents they would receive and of Santa in the trap. They all got up super early and waited for my granny to wake up my grandpa so that he could get up and go downstairs to make sure it was safe. All the kids lined up on the steps, oldest to youngest, waiting eagerly for the okay. When grandpa waved them down, they raced to the trap first. There, caught in the teeth, was a piece of red fabric from Santa's pant leg. John was surprised and would be surprised again every time when they caught a piece of white fur trim from Santa's suit, a piece of boot, or even a bit of his beard. It always added a bit more magic to Christmas. No one knew it then, but that magic would continue for 60 years more. Now, John's grandchildren look forward every year to catching Santa, although no one has been successful yet. Older children pass the hunt on to younger ones. John guesses that Granny and Grandpa bought the trap, but he's never seen another one like it. No one in my family has. So we all keep it very safe. It is an important family relic.